नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Christopher Wiley, the whistleblower who kicked up a massive storm across the world over data theft carried out by his former employers Cambridge Analytica, said that the Congress Party was one of the political parties in India that had used the services of the tainted company. Wiley also said that the company had large-scale operations in India and even had an office here. A political slugfest has broken out over it. Shambhu Lal Rega, the man accused of hacking a Muslim man to death and burning his body on camera, was honored during Ram Navami in Rajasthan. A tableau honoring Rega was taken out in Jodhpur on March 25th. Opposition parties found a novel way to convey that they have enough numbers to initiate the no-confidence motion against the Narendra Modi government as both houses of parliament were once again adjourned amid noisy protests by the AIADMK and TRS. Members of the Congress, Left and some other parties displayed blue-coloured placards, each with a circled number from 1 to 80, along with the word "for no-confidence motion" written on them. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee mooted a coalition of sorts led by the strongest regional party in each state in a bid to build a credible challenge to the BJP in the run-up to the next general election. The Trinamool leader, who is on a three-day visit to Delhi, told reporters that the strongest regional party should be supported by other minor players so that there is a one-on-one contest against the BJP everywhere. The dates for the Karnataka Assembly polls have just been announced. Votes will be polled on May 12th and counting will be held on May 15th in what is arguably the most politically significant state south of the Vindhyas. While the Congress, led by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, is looking to buck the almost three-decade-old cyclical power trend, no political party has held power after one term since 1989, the BJP is looking to grab power in the last big state under Congress's control. But both parties know that the way to securing Karnataka is a long-winded one that passes through six separate regions within the state. All have their own caste combinations, political advantages and disadvantages for BJP and Congress. Meanwhile, BJP National President Amit Shah made a major gaffe by saying that if there was a competition for the most corrupt government, the Yediyurappa government would be number one. It was all caught on camera. Former Union Minister and Congress leader Kapil Sibal's assertion before the court as the counsel for the AIMPLB have been taken as official stand of the political party he represents in Parliament. Sibal has reportedly been told by the party leadership to give up this one case, whose political overtones in the run-up to the 2019 general election may give a handle to the opposition to attack the Congress. But long back, there was a neta who donned both khadi and the black gown with ease. News 18 brings you more on him. Agree or disagree? Stung by incessant criticism over its flexi-fare scheme in premium trains, the Indian Railways is looking to effectively lower fares in Rajdhanis, Shatabdis and Durantos by tweaking this fare structure. There is a popular misconception that this scheme is like the surge pricing in airlines. This is not true. The Railways does not increase fares based on how many people are trying to book a ticket. It does not increase fares in most cases during festivals and seasonal rush. There is a ceiling up to which it raises fares even on the premium trains, where flexi system is being implemented. The flexi fare system should get all the support of our MPs and the travelling public if they want to see the railways' finances improve. On Real, MC Mary Kom, the Indian boxing legend, is making her debut in the Commonwealth Games. Here's what she had to say on it.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.